There's little doubt about the precious gift of sight that we have. But we rarely come to reflect on it, both as a gift and its preciousness, until sometimes it's obscured, sometimes it's affected in some way. Whether it is the fact that we can't see too clearly, or sometimes something happens to our eyes. As a little boy, I was made acutely aware of the preciousness of the gift of sight. When my sister, who was about 4.5, 5 at the time, was reaching up on the counter where my mother had placed various things. I guess she wanted something like a glass or something, but she was too small to be able to see the top of it. And as she reached up, she turned over and broke a bottle containing an extremely high density of cleaning solution that suddenly flushed into her eyes, burning layer upon layer of her vision. We, of course, my mother and father and aunts and uncles all rushed to her aid and took her into the hospital, where she was examined by an ophthalmologist who concluded that about 90% of the tissue on one eye was burned and about 50% on the other. What the doctor said is, we don't know if she'll regain sight, but in order to give every opportunity to be able to do that, she had to be kept in utter darkness. So, of course, what happened for the next almost 6 weeks, my little sister, was taken home and into a room that suddenly had windows now that were barred, shut. Everything was kept dark, totally dark. And it was in that period of time, the darkness, where individuals kind of surrounded her, assisted her, encouraged her, made known to her that there were those who cared about her and were there for her. Happy ending to the story. About 6 weeks later, the doctor concluded that the tissues had started to heal, and my sister's sight was fully recovered. 19 years later, I would find myself in a parish, and I was being introduced to all of the parishioners, and I was standing in the back of the church after Mass. And one individual, along with his wife, came up and dutifully said, "Father," he says, "I want to introduce myself." And he told me who it was. And I looked at him and said, "You're the ophthalmologist that saved my sister's sight." And he looked at me very puzzled. And then he remembered. He said, "Oh, I remember that case." He said, "It was very severe." He said, "We all prayed." And he said, "But Father, I didn't restore your sister's sight. God did. He only used me as an instrument." Every one of us who understands about being brought to the Lord understands that we are being brought to the Lord. Why? To open up our own sense of God's presence and God's gift to us. Whether it be in the sense of Bartimaeus' healing or in the sense of our own need for God to restore us to a wholeness that we somehow have lost. I had the privilege this last Saturday, to be part of Encuentro, which is about 600 young Hispanic individuals from the ages of about 13 to about 18, 19 years of age, who all kind of came into the Cousin Center to sing their praises to Jesus, to throw themselves open to the Lord, and to demonstrate basically their faith and their togetherness, feeding off of the energy that each one of them could give. There was one part of the Encuentro which was very interesting because it got a chance to ask questions of the Archbishop. You know, and you would think a 13 to 18-year-old, you know, the questions would be, what's your favorite football team? Do you like soccer? You know, various things like that. But no, it wasn't at all. It was about family. It's about the questions of immigration. It was about whether or not belief, when one could doubt when one is called to believe. It was about the church. It was about the direction in their own life. To me, they sounded exactly like Bartimaeus in today's gospel. Jesus, I want to see. I want to see. Help me to understand. Illuminate my life so that I can start to understand and I can grow in basically that relationship. So I can grow in the relationship. When I say illuminate one's life, I think that's extremely a part of any spirituality, that we get moments of illumination where suddenly we are opened up to understand God's presence in our life like we've never experienced before. It happens. It happens sometimes naturally in our lives. I've heard husbands and wives, I've heard mothers and fathers talk about the fact that there they are around the table with their children, with each of the spouses, and they're looking, and suddenly as they hear in the midst of the cacophony of family going back and forth, I've heard fathers and mothers tell me, I wanted to cry, not because of the cacophony, because of the great gift that God has given in the love of the family. I wanted to cry out of happiness and joy for what has been given. What's that? That's a moment of illumination. We come to understand. We come to understand also in terms of friendships that we have, how deep they are and how necessary they are in our lives and how gifted we are to see that. And when we can make that connection that it is God who is placing these individuals in our life, that is God who is giving us this situation, then all of a sudden we are drawn closer to the Lord as disciples. We are able to celebrate His presence in our lives. We're able to understand that God has a plan, direction for us. Not always the plan that we establish for ourselves, but a plan that includes God, Christ, accompanying us throughout our lives. So in a real sense, when we begin to take a look at our lives, we take a look at how we are like Bartimaeus, calling out and crying out, Lord, help me to see, illuminate my life, give me a sense of your presence. The great saints, take a look at any of them, Francis, Saint Ignatius, all of them came to an understanding of God's presence in such a way that they could not deny the need to follow Him. Well, we can take a look at the saints and we can easily kind of push them off to the side and say, well, that's the saints. But I tell you that God does that for each and every one of us. God illuminates our lives to help us understand how important and how necessary it is to follow Him, to accept His presence, and to take that presence and to share it with others. What happens in today's gospel with Bartimaeus? Bartimaeus not only is cured by Jesus, but ends up following Jesus. He ends up following Jesus. That when you understand what God has done for you, then gratitude overtakes you, and you could do no other than be directed and guide Him. You can do no other than to take Him and share Him. Illumination should happen to us really every Sunday when we come to Mass. Illumination should happen to us because Jesus Himself gives us Himself in the bread and the wine which becomes His body and blood. We understand that. Then we're able to take Him into the world and we're able to fulfill the Great Commission, drawing others to Christ through compassion and understanding. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.